Welcome to the brightest audience in the nation, to the Bob Benyart Live Telethon. During our telethon, we're offering a free gift, Bob's video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, when you become a new subscriber to any of our monthly subscriptions. Our newest product, our monthly sermon audios on standard compact disc, allows you to listen to the sermon on any CD player, including the one in your car. You can also get the monthly sermons on MP3 CD, or you can get the video version of the monthly sermon videos on DVD. Bob's monthly Bible studies are now available on DVD or MP3 CD. These are great for starting your own family Bible study or a neighborhood Bible study. And Bob's monthly topical videos give you a new topical video each month. And with the best of Bob, you can get the best 8 Bob Benyart Live shows every month. By becoming a new subscriber to any of Bob's monthly products, making a new monthly donation of $20 or more, or a one-time donation of $50, you'll receive the video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, free of charge, special for the Bob Benyart Live Telethon.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. It's March 14th, Wednesday. When the front runner repeatedly comes in third, he's not much of a front runner. And if the race is inevitable, as pro-government health care reform, homosexual marriage, tax-funded abortion, Mitt Romney says it is, wow, he's spending a lot of money to win a nomination that he says is inevitable. So when the front runner repeatedly comes in third, he's not much of a front runner. And what is it now? It's somewhat exciting, the percent of the vote that has gone to the candidates who have signed personhood pledges as compared to those who have not. Right? It's significant. It turns out now we're at 4.4 million votes have gone to candidates, presidential candidates, who've signed the No Exceptions Personhood Pledge, as compared to about 3.4 million cast for other candidates. And of course, we recognize here at Bob Benyart Live that not everybody who signs a personhood pledge actually intends to honor that pledge, but this is the brightest audience in the country, and not every Christian, not every pro-lifer is aware of the actual dynamic, the moral, political, pragmatic, spiritual dynamic that's involved in trying to get leaders and politicians to commit on principle to do the right thing. We're going to be talking about, well, a judge in California who has agreed to allow an intelligent design advocate to play one of the DVDs that we sell right here at Bob Benyart Live. This former employee of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory is going to get to play one of the DVDs, The Privileged Planet, The Mystery of Life. One of these extraordinary DVDs will be played in a California courtroom, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. The head of a school in Iowa that hosted a Christian band that warned people about homosexuality, that principal of an Iowa high school has resigned. And by the way, the scientist who was with the U.S. National Laboratory, the JPL Jet Propulsion Laboratory, not just your typical employee, not just any old employee, not just any old employee, he formerly was a systems administration lead on NASA's Cassini mission to Saturn. This is a sharp guy. And they also turned against him because he advocated California's Defense of Marriage Amendment. So they turned against him for that and because he supported intelligent design. We have, wow, there's so many immoral things going on in the country. Sadly, it's not surprising. In Oregon, if a man pays a 13-year-old girl as a prostitute and he goes through with that crime, his maximum punishment, he's in jail for 7 days. Some 40-year-old child predator. And there is a study out that's published in the American Family Association Journal, March 2012, that the United States is failing to protect children from sex trafficking. And surely that's not surprising, right? How could that be surprising? I mean, when cultural icons like Planned Parenthood and Komen conspire to promote child killing, and the Journal of Medical Ethics joins the New York Times in advocating the killing of babies after they're born for any reason, right? We've talked about that briefly in the New York Times article. We sell a DVD where I read the entire New York Times article advocating that it should be legal to kill a baby after the child is born in the first month for any reason. And this Journal of Medical Ethics article now concurs, agrees, and is advocating that we change the laws to make it legal to do a post-birth abortion, they're calling it. Of course, why not, right? Why not call it that? And so when Planned Parenthood helps child predators by systematically refusing to comply with state mandatory reporting of suspected child sexual assault, when they refuse to comply, which we know because of the many hundreds of recorded phone calls to Planned Parenthood abortion mills all over the country, including in Colorado. There's a call placed to the Planned Parenthood mill in Colorado Springs that you just have to hear. You could read the transcript, hear it, childpredator.com, run by Mark Crutcher of Life Dynamics, who we will be interviewing tomorrow. It's going to be a powerful show, absolutely powerful. He's coming out with a brand new report that I have just read, and it's absolutely stunning. So we'll want to see that. But when all these things are happening, of course, the U.S. is going to fail to protect children from sex trafficking. Of course it is. And also in the American Family Association Journal, Hollywood has increased their production of R-rated movies in the last year, and their revenues have decreased by about 5%, which is a major contraction for a mature industry. There are many factors, but this is a consistent trend. It turns out that over a period of decades, that films rated G, PG, or PG-13 do better overall than the films rated R. Of course, there are anomalies to that, but that is overwhelmingly the case. And even the Los Angeles Times indicated in a study that they did on this that 74% of young women do not want to see sex and nudity and profanity in films. 74%. And 58% of young boys say the same thing. And you know how many movies we have not taken our kids to? Movies that would be fun, but if there's profanity, they take the Lord's name in vain. Forget it. If there's sex, nudity, forget it. You know the case against naked women? A movie could have a violent scene from a war and people getting killed, but it's make-believe. The case against naked women, it's not make-believe. It is not make-believe. And you destroy your child's mind, you destroy your mind. And for Christians who've been seduced by the lie that, well, these movies are just for adults. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Boy, the risk in your marriage failing goes up significantly when you buy into that lie that these movies are just for adults. So we've got a lot to talk about. By the way, our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. Barack Obama said, you recall, that Obamacare, which is very similar to Romney Care, only it didn't go quite as far because Romney Care authorized tax-funded abortion on demand, late term, the whole ball of wax. Everything that Hillary Clinton fantasized for, everything that Barack Obama would have given a piece of his fingernail on his left pinky for, Mitt Romney accomplished in Massachusetts. And he said, I had no idea they would use my bill to pay for abortion. I had no idea. I did put Planned Parenthood on the board that would decide what medical services were covered and how much the copays would be. I did put Planned Parenthood, I gave them a permanent seat on that board, and I did control a majority of that board, and that board did cover abortion on demand from day one in Massachusetts. The Massachusetts Health Connector Board from day one covered it, but I had no idea they would do that. I mean, I did line item veto Romney Care 8 times. That's why they call it Romney Care. I had a big hand in crafting it. But who would have thunk that Planned Parenthood would want to cover abortion? Who would have thought it? Never crossed my mind. Lying, child-killing, socialist, liberal, Republican, front-runner, Mitt Romney. So Barack Obama says, Obamacare will not pay for health care for illegal aliens, and it will not pay for abortion. And when the day he said that, we went on the air and said, Obamacare will pay for abortion for illegal aliens. It'll pay to abort illegal aliens. Well, the kid that they're killing is the victim. But the illegal alien who's here, of course it'll pay for health care for the illegal alien, and it'll pay for them to have an abortion, of course. Just not as openly and aggressively as Mitt Romney pulled off as chief executive and as the architect of government health care reform, which is supposedly what everybody's upset about, right? Aren't they all upset about government health care reform, and that's why they want Mitt Romney? Isn't it all a lie? And whatever conservatives say that they're upset about, well, you know, the culture war, and we got to defend marriage. And Mitt Romney, he implemented homosexual marriage in Massachusetts. He ordered the county clerks to issue homosexual marriage licenses, and he's not to blame because it wasn't his fault he ordered it. It wasn't his fault he ordered it. Somebody told him to, but we don't know who because there's no record of anybody telling the governor to do anything regarding homosexual marriage. There's no record. Nothing. Zero. I know. I've read the law. I read their constitution. I read the relevant rulings. There is no record of anyone. How could somebody order the governor to violate the law? How does that happen? I mean, I guess it's possible, but if the governor had courage, he'd say, no, I'm not going to violate the Constitution. That's the point of three branches of government. It's supposed to be the point. So Mitt Romney, if he had courage, if somebody ordered him to violate the Constitution, he should say, no, I'm taking it to the U.S. Supreme Court. But you know what? He caved when no one ordered him to do anything. There was no order for Mitt Romney to implement homosexual marriage. There was no such order. And when I get to talk to Romney supporters and they bring that up and they say, oh, it wasn't his fault, blah, 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 blah. And it turns out that blah, 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 blah doesn't mean anything at all. It has no meaning. They're just gullible. When you want to be lied to, guess what? You get your wish. When you want to be lied to, you get your wish. And especially when it regards matters of right and wrong and honoring God and upholding a Christian worldview. You want to be lied to then you become part of the problem. Then you become part of destroying. A lot of people think the Republican Party is the hope for the country. I don't know. I support Republicans when they're pro-life, pro-personhood, and they say they're not going to kill a single innocent child. They'll never compromise to in any way support the intentional killing of a single child. If they do, they're disqualified. Like if we found out, well, my candidate, he's really good, but he thinks blacks are inferior. Well, there you go. I mean, the guy'd be disqualified. right? There are disqualifying views. If you found out that you had a great candidate on foreign policy, but he was a misogynist, he hated women, there you go. And if you find out, well, this guy is really good on economics, but he supports killing some innocent kids. He thinks that's the path toward victory. That's the political price you have to pay. You have to support exceptions at some level. Well, then there you go. That's disqualifying, and it's counterproductive. So this judge in California, this is quite a case. It's the Los Angeles County Superior Court this week has ruled in a pretrial motion that the former employee of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, Dr. David Coppedge, will get to play an intelligent design DVD in court. That's really interesting. Boy, I'd love to go out there for the beginning of this case. That'd be really interesting. Now, what happened was he was accused by a coworker, by a colleague at the JPL, of harassing her. This woman said that David Coppedge, who we've talked about in the past on this program, on Real Science Friday, that he harassed her. He committed religious harassment against her by giving her a DVD. So David Coppedge's attorney said to the judge, he said, now this disc, this DVD, doesn't contain any religious dogma, no religious comment, no religious content. So it's clear on the face of it that my client is the victim of prejudice because they had already assumed or prejudged what the contents of the disc were. That's a good point. And so the only way the court is going to understand if he was rightly accused of religious harassment is for the court to watch the DVD. So Superior Court Judge Ernest Hiroshigi. I don't know how to say the guy's name. H-I-R-O. Hiro. She. S-H-I-G-E. Hiroshigi. Judge Hiroshigi said he would allow Becker to show the DVD. Becker's the attorney. So this is going to be one interesting case. And somebody will say, see, the system works. No, the system doesn't work. This is a random event in a mindless system. The fact that the judge made a valid pretrial ruling on a motion is more of an indicator that he's determined to let this guy have it. It's more an indication when the judge rules for you early on in a case that the judge controls or the judge is the one that's going to render the verdict. When a judge rules for you early on, beware. It's the Bob and Yurt Live court syndrome. Beware, they could be ready to hit you in the head with a mallet. Because judges typically, they know how they're going to rule, typically. And they rule in a way that benefits them, typically, their career, their worldview. It's inane to think that these judges are neutral. That's inane. It's awfully immature. It's Pollyanna to think that that's the case. And so when they know they're going to rule against you, they want to show how fair-minded they are, and they could give you a whole string of favorable pretrial motion rulings and even favorable rulings to your objections during the trial. They're siding with this guy over and over and over. Boy, he's in trouble. He's in big trouble, that guy. Okay, so these are the DVDs in question that we sell here at Bob and Yurt Live, and especially The Privileged Planet. And Explaining the Mystery of Life, is that right? The Mystery of Life, Judge Hiroshigi. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens to David Coppedge, and we'll try to keep up with this case. By the way, our telethon, we're so close to $25,000. The goal is $30,000. The goal is $30,000, and we are at $180. $24,180. Thank you so much, everyone who's helped out. We do struggle here at Bob and Yurt Live. We want to keep this program on the internet for another year. There are a lot of programs that have telethons or get support. They're on dozens, scores, or hundreds of stations, and we're on one station. And so it's difficult for us to raise the revenue necessary to keep going and to continue to reach more and more people. So the principal of this Iowa secondary school allowed members of a Christian rock band to perform at the school, and guess what they did? They had the gall to speak like Christians. You know, you couldn't get away with that in Kandahar. In Kandahar, you could not get away with being a Christian at a public event and speaking like a Christian. You couldn't get away with it there, and you're not going to get away with it in Dunkerton, Iowa either. Now, homosexuals have come out of the closet, and there is a law of the universe. You know, there are only a handful of fundamental laws of the universe, and there is a law of the universe that states that somebody's got to be in the closet. That's the law. Somebody has got to be in the closet. It turns out that biblical Christianity and public promotion of homosexuality are mutually exclusive. They are mutually exclusive. They will not both operate freely in the public square. They will not both operate freely in commerce. They will not both operate freely in the media. They will not both operate freely in government. And as soon as homosexuality became publicly virtuous, that was the beginning of the all-out assault, the jihad, on Christian morals and on Christians. Not bad Christians. The only good Christian is a bad Christian. So Barack Obama could have a prayer meeting at the U.S. Supreme Court and everything is fine. And Bill Clinton could bring a 5-pound Bible to church, and a Hollywood actress who says she's a Christian, as long as she makes movies where she acts like a slut. Remember the case against naked women. Violence on TV is make-believe, but nudity is not. It's not make-believe. And by the way, even if it were, like the pornographers creating animated child porn videos, animated that look real, with sex with children, and that's becoming increasingly a phenomenon, and it was the Republican U.S. Supreme Court that said, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. We got to keep that legal. Who knows? We might want to check it out. So the Republican U.S. Supreme Court kept it legal. When you want to have an incubator for child molesters? You want this country to be an incubator for child molesters? Well, make it easy for criminals like in Oregon to get away with paying a 13-year-old girl as a prostitute. And according to the American Family Association Journal, and this group, by the way, strongly pro-personhood, strongly, one of the strongest groups offering support for personhood in the country, their current newsletter warns of the danger in America for children who are not being protected from sex trafficking right here in this country. So Oregon, for example, they're an example. They're an especially egregious example, but they decriminalized killing the innocent, right, via euthanasia. So why would they take a man committing a crime like this against a 13-year-old girl? Why would they take that seriously? If the 13-year-old girl is depressed, you know, soon enough, they would have killed her 13 years ago in the womb. The New York Times would have killed her 13 years ago after she was born. The Journal of Medical Ethics said it should be legal to kill her after she's born for any reason whatsoever, just like abortion on demand. They just call it postnatal abortion. That's convenient, right? So it turns out that killing the abortionist in Wichita, Kansas, George Tiller, that was just a very late postnatal abortion. I mean, we're supposed to oppose that. We say, well, who am I to impose my morality on someone else? But of course I oppose that. I don't use the hypocritical word games that the child killers use to try to justify my position. AmericanRightToLife.org/vigilante has a tremendous worksheet that explains why it's wrong even to intentionally kill an abortionist, let alone a child, let alone an elderly person or a lonely person. So, hey, we're up against it here in this country, but the Lord is stronger than the world is wicked. God bless you.
Children are a blessing from God, but when parents reject and ignore His wisdom and teaching about parenting, children can grow up to be a curse to their parents and to the world around them. What does the Bible say about parents and children, education, and child discipline? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this powerful and critical topic in his teaching series, Raising Godly Children. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com.